next case.
The next application is case 11771. Wayne James Broska seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-25C, 115-182D, 115-182B, and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Basin Street and Bald Eagle Road. The 911 address is 37403 Basin Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 18.01. Specifically, they are requesting a 12.3-foot variance from the front, a 16.3-foot variance from the front, and a 14.8-foot variance from the side. Staff notes there was concern about the deck into the rear and that it does not require a setback, it does not require a variance, so staff just wants to clarify that the deck needs a variance for the front, but not the rear. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, you need to go up and be sworn if you would first, please. Thank you.
Can you give us your full name and address for the record?
Wayne James Broska, 37403 Basin Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay. Would you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give tonight is true and correct?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
First, I have two letters from my neighbors. Uniqueness of property. The three lots combined, 67, 68, and 69, come to a pie shape, 67.31 front, 110.34 west, 113.94 rear, and 100 feet east to the point of the beginning. The request for a variance to build a screen porch on the existing deck, 21.3 by 11.7, and to add 2.7 feet to the east side of the deck. Cannot otherwise be developed. The property has a current variance from the time of purchase. The front deck has a variance of 17.5 feet, front yard 7.5 variance based on 25 feet front yard setback, 10 feet side, 15 side of Bald Eagle Road, and a rear setback of 5.1 feet. Documents were attached. I also attached the documents of Bay Vista when that community was developed. It was undersized lots, and that's what the house was built on. It was the deck and the garage were already existing when I purchased the house. Not created by the applicant. The house, garage, and deck were complete when I purchased the property and has a current variance copy of the existing attached. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The screen porch will be a wooden construction with a metal roof and will complement the property and coastal community of Bay Vista. The porch will not hinder neighboring view or construction of surrounding properties. The 2.7 feet addition to the side deck will create a cove along the driveway for recycling and trash containers not to be seen from the front of the property. Minimum variance to build a 21.3 foot by 11.7 foot enclosed porch, screen porch with front steps on the existing deck. A little bit of the history of the property. I purchased a property in 1993. As you can see from the 1993 plan, that the deck and the garage were already there. In 1994, I applied for a variance to attach the house to the garage. Actually, I applied for a building permit first, and I was informed that I needed a variance, so I did that. It was granted, and I built and got my CO. Now that you know we've been using the porch a lot, or the deck a lot, we had a screened tent out there, which the wind took over a few times. So we decided we needed a screened porch, solid. So I went and applied for a building permit. It was granted. At that point in time, I built it. The framing inspection went through, the final inspection went through, and that's the point in time I learned that I needed a variance. As you can see from the current survey that I have, that there's no changes to the property other than 2.5 feet that I'm asking to the east side of the property in the very front to create that deck for my containers and in the driveway. But the steps, the porch, the garage, everything was already there. The 2.5 feet to the east side of the property is still under the 10-foot side setback, which comes out to be 13.1 feet. It was originally 15.8, so it's 2.7 feet.
Okay, let's see if there's any question from members of the board. Start with you, Mr. Miller.
No questions.
Questions? No. Mr. Edwards?
Not at this time.
All righty. Mr. Baker?
Not at this time.
Mr. Wharton?
Did you say you had a screen porch on the deck?
No, I was using a tent. Basically a screen tent, but you know, we needed something a little more permanent than that.
You built it without a permit?
No, I built it with a permit. I applied for a permit. It was granted to build the current screen porch.
Right on the same platform?
I didn't change anything on the deck. It went, other than resurfacing it, it went right on top. No lines around that porch were changed.
Changed.
The steps were there. Everything was there.
You just enclosed it?
I just enclosed it. And I went through the process as I did before in 94. I was granted the building permit, so I built it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing any other questions? No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? No one? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know about the rest of them, but I would like to make a motion that we table case number 11,771. To our next regular meeting, I'd like to go over some of this testimony also, what the gentleman has just spoken to.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Wharton that we table case number 11,771 till our next regular meeting. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,771 will be tabled, sir, until our next regular meeting. That means that the hearing is closed. There'll be no more testimony, but you may come if you would like. And what's that date, Janelle?
It's 6,
isn't it? Is it 6? June 6th?
Yes.
I believe it might be.
Okay. I don't have that written down tonight. Anyway,
is there any further questions?
No, sir. No, sir. Not at this time, sir.
And there won't be?
No.
Of the applicant. The record was closed, so they're just going to discuss it at the next meeting to make a decision.
But I do want to make one more point, if I could, please.
No, sir. The hearing's closed, sir.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
We can also, he doesn't have to. He can come or the internet.
I want to start to, Mr. Milk, but I got to. Okay. Next case.